The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Well, I gotta get to work. What are you gonna do today?
Oh, really, dear?
Hmm?
You've got to be all packed up, moved out of this house in 2 weeks, and you say to me, what are you going to do today?
Super,
well, I think I'll just go out and play tennis.
Yeah, why not, Johnny? Truth is, you're working too hard. You're going to be all worn out.
Well, I am worn out, but there's so much to be done.
Yeah, you sound like my mother. She never sits still for a minute. Always got to be doing something.
Well, I'm not as ambitious as your mother. She can work circles around me, but I do have a lot to do. If you think of it, I wish you'd stop somewhere and see if you can pick up any more heavy boxes. I don't know what to put all the books in.
Yeah, well, I don't know who'd have any. Why don't you try down at the grocery store?
Well, I did ask Mr. Holland. He's going to save me some. I asked too late. Wouldn't you know he'd just thrown out a whole bunch?
Yeah, well, I'll see what I can do. Really need heavy ones for books.
Yes, and for the china and glassware, too. Something good and substantial.
Mm. Why don't you pack china and glassware in barrels?
What barrels?
Yeah, that's a good question. Well, I'll see if I can get some.
No, darling, I'd just as soon not have barrels. You have to lean down too far to pack stuff in and then lean down to dig them out. Heavy boxes are fine, or even if we could get some wooden crates.
Okay, I'll see what I can find. I'll drive around various places before I come home tonight.
Oh, honestly, isn't this place a mess?
Boy, I'll say. What's all that stuff in the dining room?
Well, I've started bringing things down from the attic.
No, look, don't do that, will you? They're too heavy. Let the movers do it when they get here. You know, let them do it. What's that thing? I never saw that before.
Oh, it's an old picture frame that belonged to my Aunt Alma. She gave it to me years ago, and I never had any use for it. Don't you remember when we had visited her once, and she insisted we bring that home?
Oh, for Pete's sake, years ago. Yeah. It's the biggest nuisance to lug home. Why don't you throw it out?
Well, I was going to ask you what you thought. It's one of those things you hate to keep, and you hate to throw it out.
Throw it out, throw it out, give it to the junk man. Look, the corner's broken.
Yeah.
Would cost a fortune to get it re-gilded anyhow.
I know.
Oh, honey, look at that thing. It's falling to pieces.
I know it is, and it's so huge we'll never have a picture to go in it anyway.
Throw it out. It's a good time to get rid of stuff like this.
And what about this old table we have in the back entry? Now, we don't want to take this old thing to our new house, do we?
Oh, that? No, no. We just use it to set junk on, paint cans, garden tools. No, I'll get rid of that, too.
Well, I agree with you.
Yeah.
Just that I always worry about throwing things out. I'm so sure I'll regret it.
How could we possibly regret getting rid of that awful old table or that picture frame?
Well,
they were both hideous to begin with. It would cost a fortune to even try to do anything with them.
Yes. All right, I'll get rid of both of them today.
Say, how are your brakes? Oh, not the ones on your car. We're sure you keep those in tip-top working order. But how about your own brakes? Are they in working shape? When you're behind the wheel of your car and you feel that impulse to challenge the legal speed limit, can you stop that impulse on a dime? When a less courteous driver does something downright stupid that may inconvenience you, are you likely to do something twice as foolish just to show him he can't push you around? Or can you say halt to your anger before it leads to an accident? Students of human behavior have discovered that most of the accidents on our highways are the result of emotional immaturity. An adult can control his feelings and concentrate on his goal. Don't let childish attitudes keep you from reaching your destination this holiday weekend. When other drivers and traffic regulations annoy you, use the brakes in your head as quickly as you would the brakes on your car. Remember, accidents don't have to happen.
The place is an awful mess. So come on in. What in the world are you doing? Packing up. Good heavens. Your new house isn't ready to move into, is it? No, unfortunately, but the people that bought this one are ready to move in on September 16th.
Where are you going? Where are you going
to
live?
Out at Barbara Smith. She was nice enough to ask us just to move in with them until October 1st, when I hope our house will be ready.
Why, you never told me a thing about all this.
Well, it just happened 2 days ago, and I haven't had time to call anybody. Excuse me, there isn't any place for you to sit down. Wait till I move some of these papers and everything.
Now, that's all right, you keep right on. Don't mind me.
Here. Sit down right here. You sure you don't mind if I just keep on working?
Why, no, not at all.
I want to get all the good dishes packed up today and my stemware.
Wonder how Barbara happened to ask you out to her place.
Oh, I don't know. she just did. You know how Barbara is. She's so easygoing. She's a wonderful person, don't you think?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. A little too easygoing sometimes, if you ask me.
Oh, well. Now, Anne, I know she's not the neatest housekeeper in the world.
Neat?
Well, I know Barbara's very casual about things.
She never makes her bed. They stay that way from morning to night. I don't think she ever does up her dishes. She just washes off what she needs for the next meal. And I don't think she even does any ironing. She washes them, but she just grabs clothes for her children right out of the laundry basket. They're never ironed.
Yes, I know. You're right.
But I'm just thinking of you. I know how you are.
Well,
you'll be working like a dog all the time you're out there doing all Barbara's work.
Well, there is something to what you say, Anne. I realize that, although I haven't thought about it very much. But she did ask us, and we do appreciate
it. Oh, I know, I know. She asked us out there one weekend, and I thought Jack would lose his mind.
Why?
They never go to bed. They stay up until 4 or 5.
Mm.
The radio blares all night long.
Oh.
The place is bedlam. They eat whenever they're hungry. And actually, I had to get something to eat for Jack and the girls all by myself. Barbara and Harry were screaming at each other over a Scrabble game.
Oh, no.
And I tell you, it's like that all the time.
Oh, dear. Well, I guess we can put up with it for 2 weeks. And it was sweet of her to ask us, you know.
You know, they have pet animals that roam all over the house.
Huh?
A pet woodchuck. A pet raccoon.
Oh, heavens.
Jack woke up and there was a skunk sitting on his stomach.
A skunk?
Well, it was a pet skunk, but we didn't know it.
Oh,
Jack and I leaped up, ran yelling out of the room, and of course, Barbara and Harry just laughed.
Well, it must have been kind of funny, Anne.
Well, you know, it's the kind of thing that's funny unless it happens to you.
Yes, I guess so.
Well, all I can say is that living with Barbara and Harry Smith is really going to be an experience.
Yes, I expect it will be. Well, I like Barbara, though.
Oh, I do, too.
It's nice to be a neat, clean, tidy housekeeper, but, you know, really, sometimes I think Barbara gets more out of life than we do, Anne. You know?
Yes, yes, I do, too. You know, I guess I rather envy her casual attitude, but I'm just not made that way myself.
No, I know. I guess I'm not either. I don't enjoy going to the movies if I don't have the dishes done.
I know. I know.
We were talking about that this morning. These people that just can't sit still a minute and really enjoy not working. I guess it's a state of mind, really. For example, now, we decided to throw out that old table and that old picture frame, and I said, well, now, I just can't bring myself to throw things away that I think I might use someday. You know, and I'm not really. That is only a state of mind.
I know,
but see, are you throwing those out?
Yes.
You want them?
Well, you know, I'm just like you. I can't bear to throw something out that I might use.
Now, Anne, you certainly don't want that broken-down old table and that hideous picture frame, really.
My dear, I never can throw anything out, and if you're getting rid of them, I will certainly take them.
They are yours. And take them quick before I change my mind.
Now, are you sure you don't want them?
Take them.
All right. I've got my station wagon right out here. Now, shall I take them now?
Today? Well, as I said, take them before I change my mind.
Well, thank you.
Well, I would like to know what you think you're going to do with them.
Oh, I don't know, but you know me. I'll think of something.
Oh. You mean you think something can be done with them? I mean, what can you do with a battered up old table and that monstrosity of a picture frame?
Well, something can be done, I'm sure. Now look, if you don't want to give them up, I don't want to just take them.
No, that's all right. I mean, I said you could have them.
Well, all right, fine, then. I'll go back my station wagon up into the driveway.
Well, okay, and sure.
Say, Mr. Billings, you got any heavy boxes or wooden crates you're not using?
Well, hello.
Oh, hi, Anne. Well, Pete says, what are you doing in this part of town?
Well, you'd never guess.
No, I guess I wouldn't. I've been driving around trying to find some heavy boxes we can pack stuff in. We're moving out, you know.
Oh, I know all about it.
Yeah.
I practically spent the entire morning at your house. That's why I'm here.
Oh?
Mr. Billings is going to fix over that table and the picture frame for me.
What?
Well, you were throwing them out, so I said I'd take them.
Oh, yeah, you took them, uh-huh. What would you want with those old things?
I got this brilliant idea. I'm going to get 2 coffee tables out of them.
2 coffee tables?
Yes. I got them home, and I thought, now, what can I do with them? And all of a sudden, I thought, coffee tables.
How can you get two coffee tables out of that broken-down old kitchen table and an ugly old picture frame?
Well, I'm cutting off the legs on the table, painting it a Chinese red, and fastening brass rings on either side. It'll be simply stunning. Just perfect for my sun porch.
Oh, yeah.
And I brought the picture frame down here to Mr. Billings, and he's only charging me $5 to repair it and to put on four plain wooden legs. Then I'll paint the whole thing white, which will be charming with those two beautiful white chairs I have.
Uh-huh. What are you putting in the middle part of the picture frame? You know, it's just a hole.
Guess what? A mirror. And imagine my luck. I picked up a big mirror on sale today for only $8. I just couldn't believe it. Isn't it marvelous? Thanks to you, I will now have two perfectly stunning coffee tables for only $13.
Yeah, that's wonderful, Anne. Leave it to you, huh?
Now, when you get home tonight, be sure and tell her what I'm doing with the things and just tell her thanks a million.
Oh, I will. I know she'll be glad to hear that somebody made some use of them.
Well, I always look at things this way. You can always make something out of nothing.
Yes. Well, I'll tell her, Anne.
I'm sure she'll be surprised.
Yes, she will. She'll certainly be surprised.
Two coffee tables.
Yeah.
How?
Cut the legs off the table, painting it Chinese red, putting on brass rings, perfect for her sun porch.
And the picture frame?
Putting four plain legs on that, painting it white, got a big mirror on sale for $8, which will go in the picture frame. Total cost of two perfectly stunning coffee tables, $13.
Why couldn't we have thought of that?
I don't know, because Anne is the type of person who thinks of it. That's all, we're not.
Doesn't it make you mad? I knew we'd regret getting rid of them.
Look,
let's face it, we'd
never have thought of it anyhow ourselves, so...
No, I suppose not. Oh, really, aren't people different? Anne is so perfect in every way, isn't she? Barbara Smith, now just the opposite, and yet I like them both, you know, so...
What made you think of Barbara Smith?
Oh, well, actually, Anne and I were talking about her today, and... Honey, I don't know if we're going to like living out there with the Smiths.
Barbara invited us, and we accepted. Darn glad to be asked.
Well, I know, but
even so, I remember saying after she left, I wondered, you know, if it was a wise thing for us to do.
I know, and Anne said they have a pet raccoon, a pet woodchuck, and a pet skunk that sort of have the run of the house out there.
What?
Yeah.
Skunk?
Well, a skunk. I mean, look, darling, we have a baby. I mean, I wonder if it's safe.
A skunk?
A skunk. I mean, I know they have four children, and I hate to be a fuss budget, but... Well, now, listen to this. Barbara called this afternoon, and it seems there's something wrong with their plumbing now. A pipe that busted last winter or something, and their whole bathroom is being ripped out.
How many bathrooms do they have in that farmhouse?
Just the one.
One?
And Harry's doing the work himself. Barbara laughed and said it might be spring before it was finished.
One bathroom.
And she said, did we mind not having a bathroom?
Oh, no.
Harry's going to rig up a temporary shower in the barn, and there's a tin tub that we... Well, what could I say, dear? I had to say we didn't mind at all.
Yes, of course. Well, all I got to say is that our life for the next month or so is really going to be something.
The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunn with Julie Lawrence and is produced by Walter Hart. This is Stuart Metz inviting you to listen again Monday for The Couple Next Door.